Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast, everyone. I'm comedian Bobby Haha, along with comedian Ben Rosenfeld. And today we have a special guest, Ray
Gutz.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Who's an expert on wrestling.
Yeah, wrestling and comic books.
He's a comedian, he's an expert in wrestling.
And he's an expert on wrestling.
Yeah.
And comic books.
I know a lot about wrestling.
But before the show, Ray and Bobby were talking 1970s Mexican wrestlers, of which I know nothing
about.
No,
don't just say 19. Yeah. Mil Máscaras is a legend.
The legend, Ben.
A legend.
The Louis C.K. of Mexican
wrestling. He's the first guy to put the mask on ever.
Yeah.
He was the first guy with a mask.
He invented wrestling in a mask?
Yeah.
Not Phantom of the Opera?
No.
No, he didn't wrestle.
No. Mil Máscaras beat him one time.
Yeah.
It's true story. He went to the opera house and actually wrestled him.
Yeah.
And that's why he only had half a mask, the Phantom of the Opera. Mil Máscaras took half of it off, baby.
Yeah.
That's right. Now what are you going to do?
You got to brush up on your wrestling.
You pencil neck eek.
You got to brush up on your wrestling.
Pencil neck eek.
Nice. Yeah, that was Bill Blassie. Classy, no, Freddie
Blassie. Freddie Blassie, who Andy Kaufman loved. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they also had the other guy, the skinny guy, the manager,
Jimmy Hart.
Jimmy Hart. No, his father.
Paul Bearer.
No. The
Jimmy Hart's father. Grand Wizard of Wrestling.
The Grand Wizard,
The Grand Wizard of Wrestling, my man. That was Jimmy Hart's father.
Yeah. You remember the Grand
Paul
Wizard?
Paul Bearer. He came late.
Not a Grand Wizard.
The Grand Wizard was great. The original wrestling when I was a kid. With
I started
Bruno
watching
Sammartino.
Wrestling in the early 90s.
TNT Tank Morgan, my man.
And he I stopped in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
What was Billy Graham?
I love not only Billy Graham, Crazy Luke Graham.
Oh yeah, Crazy
Luke.
He
taped up his thing and get the thumb right in the neck. He was Billy Graham. Whoop!
I always thought Billy Graham the preacher was the wrestler when I was a little kid. I was like, he took a turn. Boy, he sure turned.
I think he did. That was him.
Yeah.
Well, Crazy Luke Graham. Not Crazy Luke Graham. Whatchamacallit. You should teach at Michigan.
No, George Animal Steel.
George Animal Steel taught history at Michigan University.
Yeah, when he wasn't teaching, he went wrestling.
He went wrestling. Mm-hmm. The guy with the hair all over goes, rrr, yeah. Rrr, rrr. George the Animal Steel.
He's a professor.
Was a professor at Michigan University.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
That's funny.
Yeah, but he liked doing it.
You think he'd like do the character of like the professor?
No, he didn't.
No, he did that so nobody would recognize him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, there was a guy named TNT Tank Morgan. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember him.
No.
He used to come out with a hat on, an overcoat, like he was a businessman with a briefcase. And everybody looking, oh, look at this nice looking guy. All of a sudden, he started taking his shit off, and his belly would pop. He's a big, bald-headed guy, and he would just start attacking people.
Ted DiBiase was like that.
That's Lay Later.
Million Dollar Man.
That's
Lay Dollar Man.
Way later
than
that.
Then you had the IRS guy, too.
How about IRS.
Who put the stomach claw? Kowalski. Killer Kowalski.
Killer Kowalski, yeah.
That's what I go back. The stomach claw.
Killer, he trained.
That's also the boxing name. And rapist. Good name.
No, that's not nice.
Killer Kowalski.
No, you want to know a good rapist name? Ben Rosenfeld.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
I set myself
Blade. Blade's a good rapist name.
So what else? What about, you know, my son was a big, my son passed away years ago.
Okay.
But when he was young, he had some collection of comic books.
Oh, really?
And he used to keep them so neat.
Well, right now I'm in the process of selling my comic books because they're taking up too much room.
Well, what's he, you're 35 now?
34.
Okay. He's older than you by a half a year.
Okay.
So he had those same kind, and he kept them all immaculate.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And then we gave them to my nephews who were like, who knows what happened with them.
Yeah.
But my son, when he was like, he loved those comic books and took such good care of them.
Yeah. But now I can get them digitally, so I'm going to sell them just because they take up too much room.
Yeah.
You know, especially like if you have one, any type of collection, it just takes up like half your house. So I'm trying to
Just like the old record collections.
Yeah.
With albums, you know what I mean? People still got those old great rock albums, mm-hmm. man.
Yeah. But, I was on vacation last week in the Airbnb we stayed at. They had a record player with a bunch of old albums. It was cool.
I have some in the house itself from like Germany and stuff like that.
It was like fun to play.
I have Kennedy's Inaugural Address on a record, a 45.
It sounds different. Do you notice that? It's just like the sound of it. It's just like nicer.
It gives you that older sound. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Kennedy, I actually found, I was clearing out my mom's stuff, I found a campaign button for Robert Kennedy for senator.
Wow.
Like, vote Robert
I liked
Kennedy.
Him. That's my, during my time. When he
that's got to be worth money, right? On eBay or something? Yeah.
You could probably get 10, 20 bucks on eBay.
20 bucks?
Maybe more than that. But Sahan, that was crazy. That guy, there was something wrong with that. He was a guy that worked at the racetrack as a hot walker exercise boy.
She also saved a letter from Robert Kennedy asking for my parents to vote for him in the primary when he was running for president. Like, please go out and vote for me in this primary.
And he was good, too. I think he was a pretty honest, decent guy. Ted Kennedy actually did great in the Senate. Mm-hmm. Except for the Chappaquiddick incident with Mary Jo Kopechne.
We forgave him
for that because he was one of the best senators in this country. Yeah. I got to give it to him. He's one of the best senators in the United States.
Yeah,
that's not saying much. No, even Schumer.
I remember we used to make fun of him when he was a congressman and everything. He turned out to be a great senator for
New
York.
And he gave us Amy Schumer. So it'll work out.
But then he also gave us Wiener.
Yeah.
You know that, right? That was his protege.
I thought you usually give us Wiener.
No, the Wiener. He's lived down the street from me, too.
Mark Wiener?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, what is he doing
Anthony.
Now?
Carlos? What's Carlos up to?
Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger, yeah.
Yeah. He's a great guy. Well, that's about all going on because this week the only thing really happened was Hillary announced that she's running, which we already knew that.
We already knew that. Marco Rubio, another week, another Republican candidate.
Marco Rubio, yeah.
Oh, Sean Hannity last night, he was interviewing Mark Rubio like he was fucking like Martin Luther King or some shit. It was the funniest goddamn thing.
Sean Hannity was interviewing
him. Now, is Mark Rubio Hispanic?
He's Cuban.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
I think he's a little... Because he had a lot of Cubans.
His family's Cuban. His family is Cuban.
He's really
going
to get some...
He was born here, but his family is Cuban.
Okay.
Then they immigrated to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to go looking for his birth certificate?
No, actually, the guy's intelligent, but he's a little bit of the whack because he has to... Lean towards that super right.
He started talking about how he approves that you know people shouldn't cater gay weddings, and I'm like, you're done.
Right, exactly. He's done.
You're done already. You didn't even start.
My gay agenda has taken over this country, pal.
Yeah.
I started it, and I'm gonna keep moving it.
He said to Sean Hannity, "Oh, you should. I believe that gay people have the right to get married, but I also believe in the right that you shouldn't have to cater their weddings as gay." Okay, you're finished.
But you know what I said to gay people? But people don't want to cater. Don't let them cater it. You know why? They're the ones losing out on your good gay money.
All you have to do is say, "Oh, we're already
good gay money." You gotta remember.
Or all you gotta do, if you don't want to cater it, instead of saying, "No, I don't want to cater because
you're gay,"
you just give them a quote that's like five times what you normally charge.
And then if they pay it,
then you cater their gay wedding, and everyone's happy.
Look, can I tell you something?
It's so stupid to make it a thing.
First of all, they're losing money.
Backhanded.
Anybody that. To me, that puts, even on, Facebook, there's, these websites that, you go look for dates or whatever. People have put negative things about other people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like this type of race of people. I don't like that. You know they're a negative person to begin with. So, you're trying to draw people to your profile or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yet, it's all negative.
Yeah.
We're talking about dating sites.
Dating sites. Okay. Well, I don't call them dating sites. I call them fucking sites, you know.
Hookup sites. Trying to keep it classy. Sorry.
Well, that's what I use it for. You know what I mean? And I've been doing pretty well over the years. But I never put anything hateful down there. So everybody has their own preferences. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to put it in people's faces where you're going to hurt people's feelings.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like this, what he did, I feel like this Rubio guy's already dead. He's a deer in the headlights. Right. And if you got Sean Hannity interviewing you like he's Walter Cronkite, and you're JFK.
You know you're dead.
You're already done.
The only thing I've paid attention to Rubio is he was on The Daily Show once.
Mm-hmm.
And he seemed not completely criminally insane.
Well, I don't think he is. I think that first guy is the one who...
Oh, Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz?
Yeah, he's a lunatic.
He's also actually very smart also.
Yeah,
he's very intelligent.
At this point, all the guys running on the Republican side are making Sarah Palin... I think these guys are deliberately
being shoved out there
so Sarah Palin can get the nomination.
She would be mainstream.
Yeah.
Her and the other one with the gay husband. What's her name?
A
few years back.
I know who you're talking about.
The senator...
Michelle Bachmann.
Matt Bachmann, yeah, and a husband. Miss Bachman, too. That was a gay wedding. Lesbians.
Yeah, but he planned it himself, Bobby. So
and then
it's
he
okay.
had, he was the one having those camps, the straight, not gay kids. Yeah, he was probably hitting, molested them.
Yeah, it's like your straight camp for gay kids.
No,
or
I
gay
have.
Camp for straight kids.
I have a gay camp. Bobby has a gay camp where we take straight kids and we turn them gay. See, the first 2 weeks at camp?
It's called Never Never Land.
No. The first 2 weeks at camp,
yeah.
We have them up in a sling, handcuffed in there. And then we have the mask over their face, the ball in their mouth so they can't scream.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun when you watch their eyes. You go to work on them with the dildos, the nipple clamps, the whips and shit. Then the rest of the summer, I teach them how to cook, clean, decorate, cut hair. They come
I think Bobby, I want Bobby Haha to write a remake of Home Alone. Because these have a much deeper ending.
Well, it would.
I like that old movie they made believe it wasn't an old movie. They made it look like an old movie. When he goes, hey,
like, you filthy animal.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah.
Some people thought it was an actual old movie. No, but they made it look like that.
Oh, yeah. It's a fake movie. That
I always what is this violent movie from like the 30s?
Yeah, so he goes, okay, Jenny. He goes, yeah, snakes. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Well, you forgot
animal.
The brrrr.
Yeah. No, that's what he said. Anthony goes, keep the change, you filthy
animal. In Home Alone
2,
he kills his girlfriend.
With the machine gun. But that guy was an actor who I seen like 10 years before, so I knew it was a
phony movie.
Yeah, when I was a kid,
The old movies are never that violent.
No, the violentest one was Richard Widmark, and he threw the lady down the stairs in a wheelchair.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, he threw the old lady, he goes, whatchamacallit was in the movie with him, what's his name, the tall guy?
James Cagney?
No. James Cagney was short.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So Richard Widmark in his first movie, he's the bad guy. So he takes the old lady because her son snitched on him.
Okay.
Okay, and so he got her in the wheelchair. Goes,
right?
Well,
that's
your son just snitched here. And you know what I do to snitches and everything. You know what I do to snitches? I'll tell you what I do to snitches. He goes, yeah, because your son. And he takes it, he starts moving it towards the door, and he goes, I see you, right? He starts wrapping her around so she can't get out. And he takes it right to the staircase and threw it down the stairs. In those days, in the 40s, when I came out.
That's street rules, isn't it, Bobby?
Yeah, but the thing is, in the 40s, that was not on television.
Well, now you don't really do anything to somebody's mother. You leave the mothers out of it, right?
Yeah, but that in those days, in the 40s, that was a big thing.
Yeah.
They had to go through a whole lot of shit to get that even permission to do that.
Yeah.
Well, there's that old saying, if you want an audience to laugh, you dress a comedian up as an old lady and throw him down the stairs. If you want a comedian to laugh, you throw an old lady down the stairs.
How about throwing the comedian downstairs and the old lady on top of him?
So she depends on the comedian. I'd rather watch the comedian fall down the stairs.
Well, just like the greatest thing ever, the Zucker Brothers in 1980 when they came out with Airplane, they had all those serious actors in there. They had Leslie Nielsen, who before that never did anything comical. Peter Graves.
Or since.
Peter Graves. No, he did all those great movies with O.J.
Naked Henry. Gun.
Peter Graves. I know, but he's not funny.
Peter Graves, Mission Impossible.
Right, and he also had Lloyd Bridges from Sea Hunt. Who was the other guy?
I think Robert Stack.
Robert Stack.
Yeah.
Played the pilot. Yeah, get me Rex Kramer. He's the best pilot we have. And then he comes and beats a guy up and everything on the way to the airport, the Harry Christians and everything.
Yeah, I
love that movie. But those are all serious actors before Airplane. And the way they did it with that straight face, that made it more funny. When people try to act funny, like Ben, it's not funny.
That's why a lot of this new stuff isn't funny, because they're all trying to be wacky.
Exactly. They make those stupid faces, like those, oh, look, I'm an improv face.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
I hate that's why I can't watch Community.
Because everyone in Community is the wacky neighbor. There's not one guy who's like just there to go to school.
Right. You know?
Well, I mean, that is realistic.
Well, Ken Jeong, I like Ken Jeong.
Ken Jeong? Yeah, I like it, but it's just like everybody's trying so hard to be wacky.
It's realistic of Community College that no one's there to go to school.
I know, but you need one character that's like
Chevy Chase. Does he try to act wacky in there?
I'm sorry?
He is wacky, Chevy Chase. He's a little on the weird side, but he's funny, though. I like Chevy.
Yeah, he's funny, yeah. I think, like, he's like, in every show, like Perfect Strangers, they had Larry, who's like, Larry just, like, wanted to go to work.
A straight man.
Yeah, you need a guy.
What do you think you want to be, Ben?
Yeah, like, you are, yeah.
Just, but you need a great straight. You're a good straight. Yeah.
If you start acting weird, too, it just...
No, I can't be an overly aggressive gay man as well. Then the show will just explode.
Yeah.
No, but it's good, like, Abbott Costello.
Yeah.
The Marx Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
All of them had the different characters they played straight. Like, Groucho was actually, even though he's outrageous, actually the straight man for his brother's antics on him.
Mm-hmm.
You need the audience to be able to identify with one person.
Yeah, and I feel like now
normal.
That's not it. It's just everyone's a weirdo on these shows. everyone's Harpo and...
Chico.
And everyone's Harpo and Chico, and there's no Groucho or Zeppo.
Right.
I kind of be like, what are you guys doing?
Groucho was so great, though. He's my favorite of all time movies.
Groucho was great.
Next topic.
October 2nd is his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Random fact. Thank you, Bobby.
Well, I named my cat Groucho. Remember that.
That's right. And Barbara Streisand, the bird.
The bird, yeah. Well, Barbara is...
The third?
Bobby's an animal person.
Barbara is butter.
Oh, I thought you said Barbara Streisand the third. I was like, who was the second?
No, I had a Barbara Streisand, Eclectus parrot. And the only one you can tell the sex, because the female's red and blue and yellow, and they're beautiful. And the male is green and yellow and stunningly beautiful. That's the only of those parrots that you can tell the sex.
Mm-hmm.
And the females are dominant. In the parrots, the collector's parrots. Yeah. She used to see me kissing, like, my boyfriends and stuff. Mm-hmm. She starts screaming like somebody was stabbing, like a baby was getting stabbed. I had to put another cage in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Because she couldn't be in the bedroom and see me do anything. Because she thought she was my husband or something.
So the only time you've been someone's bitch is with a parrot.
With Barbara Streisand, parrot. Well, I love Barbara Streisand.
That makes sense.
I
could be the bitch too anytime.
The way you said, I thought you said Barbara Streisand the third. I really wish that was the name.
Oh.
That'd be kind of
cool. No, but Barbara, she's like butter.
Yeah.
You know what the greatest thing I ever heard was? These makeup artists were telling me they hate
Al Pacino and Dustin Hoffman because they're assholes to on the set and stuff.
Yeah.
So he goes, and we hate that Barbara, but you know what? I don't give a fuck. I'll work for Barbara anytime. I love Barbara. You know, I hate that bitch. I love Barbara. That's how great she is. People don't even like her and they still want to work with her because she's fucking Barbara Streisand. That is when you're the king of the kings.
Yeah.
You could she's just butter. Be easier to
she's
work
butter.
With.
She's butter. I sat in live and she showed up that time and you see Madonna's face and Mike Myers. They did not know she was going to be there.
Oh, on Sunday Live.
When he stuck her on the set.
Yeah.
The producer. Did you see Madonna and Mike Myers' face? They almost died.
Mm-hmm.
And these are huge superstars themselves. Madonna just the producer snuck her in when they were already on the set doing the skit.
You know, the it's like butter. Remember that?
Yeah, skit? Butter. Butter Barbara. She's like butter. Talk amongst yourselves. That's what I have the people do today on the show. Talk amongst yourselves out there. We're not going to say anything today on the show. It's going to be a silent show. But I can't because I can't stop talking. So
next topic, another week. Every week
of it's a slow news week this week, right?
No, well let me get to it. Every week we've been having a new Republican candidate, and every week a white cop's been shooting a black guy for
no, but
reason.
What that guy did, that was disgusting what that cop did. Then he tried to plant
North Carolina.
Slater.
South Carolina.
Slater his name was. He and then he tried to drop the Zappa gun right next to the guy. What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But they fired him right away. The police are not backing him at all. They saw that was just plain.
Well, backing him until the video came out.
Well, you kind of have to until
once the video comes out, they saw the video. Always back.
No, but he's definitely going to be charged, and he's going to be convicted of murder.
If he's not convicted...
It's got to be murder, too.
If he's not convicted, there should be a race riot. Like, that's how bad that video is.
Yes, he should definitely get murdered, too, for that.
Yeah, he's gonna
because he even tried to cover it up by throwing the weapon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's.
And what about the ones in California where they caught it in a helicopter, where they just started kicking it? First they they zapped them. Mm-hmm. Now he's on his ground with his arms out. They come over and he's a white guy. They just started kicking him in the head, kicking
the white
stopping
guy?
Him. Yeah,
yeah, and again we've talked about it.
They didn't know the helicopter was taking a picture.
Yeah, no, they didn't.
Use helicopter.
We've talked about it on the show before, Bobby. If all cops had cameras
on them...
Well,
they're going to start getting that. Cities are getting more and more because you have to keep everyone in check. It's
keep
better.
Them honest.
No, but it's good for the police and the killer. If the police are doing the right job, it's going to show that they did the right job.
Yeah.
And when they do the wrong job, it's also going to show that, so there can't be abuses.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing.
Because not for nothing, black people have been abused in this country for a long time. They've gotten the wrong,
short end
of stick.
The stick.
Short end of the stick. You got to say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
But I did think of a novel solution to this problem of white cops killing black people. Have more black cops.
Well, they tried
then
to...
Then it'll just be a cop more. Problem instead of a race problem.
In New York, they tried that one time. There was, in the 80s, they had a lot of black cops.
They had a lot of black cops in New York.
And then, but then they started trailing off lately.
Yeah.
Because now if the credit isn't right, or even if your cousin was arrested and shit like that, they don't want to let you be a cop now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Yeah.
They're checking for all this other stuff. If you have a cousin that's in prison or something, oh, well, we can't have you as a cop
now.
That's
stupid.
I understand this, but that's what they're doing now because it's hard to get on the police force now. They don't hire as many as they used to because they have an abundance and the budgets of these cities is going down.
A lot of people that I went to school with became cops, not because they wanted to become cops, but because the retirement plan was good.
Yeah.
And like, oh, I can retire at 40. That's why they became...
DeMeo
like,
did
you know, it's,
a lot of comedians used to be cops.
It's so funny because like, you think like cops are out there because they want to protect. But they're just there
to
collect
money.
I'm sorry?
They want to feed their family.
Yeah, they want to feed
their family. My son-in-law, actually, he did it for a very good reason. His aunt was mugged right while he was in college and everything. She got hurt bad. So he wanted to do it, and he's a good cop.
Mm-hmm.
He worked from narcotics for many years, and now he's gang unit for many years, which is the worst two units there are. He's got two medals of honor. He's a good person. He goes to the projects and teaches kids how to play chess, 11 and 12-year-olds.
See? What have you done lately, Ben?
No, it's a nice thing because it helps them with their education.
No, I agree.
Ben goes to the project and beats those kids playing chess and takes their money off them, you animal, you.
That teaches them not to gamble
with
not
a chess
so
master, a Russian chess
have
grandmaster.
Some fucking humility. How about that? That's a valuable
Ben shows
lesson.
Up and reads that book
goes,
for the.
Oh, you think you're a good chess player? I'm Russian grandmaster.
Well, I don't tell them I'm Russian until after I take all their money.
Right. You better hope Bobby
Why
Fischer's...
Why did you do this? Now you know not to mess with my country.
They are some great chess players, though.
It's the one-year anniversary of Chibok, Nigeria, kidnapping 200 students or something. Nobody's been following this.
I've not even... Is that still happening?
That was the girls?
Yeah, it trends once a year when people pretend to give a shit for 4 minutes, and here's our 4 minutes for it.
What happened again? I don't even know this happened.
Some kidnapping. It's in Africa. That's just
was that when those girls got kidnapped?
I think it's mostly girls.
Yeah, the girls' school, they kidnapped
those girls. Hog or rogue or...
So they still have the school. They still have it.
Or did they Boko.
Yeah,
Boko Haram.
Yeah, those guys.
Did they lose it yet, or are they still there?
No, they're still in captivity.
Oh, that's good. Well, you know.
They're still alive. That's
they wiped out a village a couple months ago with 3,000 people. The whole village, that Boko Haram.
Yeah. I guess if
I think like it's so I think you can just assume that there's always something awful happening in Africa.
Yeah, no, that's just Africa.
But they've been fighting for thousands of years, people.
Yeah,
with each other.
Yeah, it's just funny how like we care.
It's the mock outrage.
People care, but then they realize like how hard it would be to actually solve this problem.
Right.
Speaking of comic books, the funniest thing ever. They had a Batman comic called Batwing, where Batman puts a Batman in charge of Africa. But he's just, and I thought to myself, how could one guy be the Batman of Africa? Isn't Africa like 10 times the size of North America?
Regular Batman is only in charge of one city.
One city.
Just a Serengeti.
Giving your understudy a whole continent, that's not going to be very effective.
Yeah. How exactly is he supposed to do anything?
Yeah, just go on to Serengeti, all the wildebeest he's got to deal with.
So yeah, they had that. I'm the Batman of Africa. Great, great.
Ben looks like a wildebeest. That's why I just brought it up.
Yeah.
Next topic.
Somebody's phone's going off.
Yeah.
Somebody forgot to turn the buzzer off in your phone. It's probably mine, and I'm.
That would be the most likely.
Oh, yeah, Mike Becchione. He left his phone.
Mike Becchione did it. Yeah, Mike Becchione's a really nasty guy. So Ben fired him.
You fired Mike?
Yeah.
He's on a leave of absence.
Ben fired him because Ben took off. He's gonna fire me next too.
So it'll just be Ben Lowe.
It'll just be me talking into the
He's going to become the wrestling expert now.
It's going to be you and those two vegetables from the vegetable show.
Oh, here's another one.
Bobby is excited to finish this podcast because he has a whole bunch of sexcapades set up for today.
Well, listen, it's not sexcapades. These young men, they need, you know, attention, and I like to give it to them.
They need discipline.
See, I'm a nice guy. Who's this one?
All right, next topic. The New York Attorney General is suing a bunch of big companies for on-call scheduling practices.
What does that mean?
I think it's like if you have employees show up, and then there's not enough customers and you just have them leave.
I know he's going to get affected by that.
Apparently, you're not allowed to do that. You either give people a shift or you don't.
So they show up for work. They travel an hour to get to work. Then they don't get paid? That's disgusting.
But what if they get paid per salary for the hour they sat there?
I'm not sure. This podcast, we only check the headlines. We don't click the story.
So you don't read the story.
Yeah, so I only whatever's in the headline, and then we make stuff.
And that happens at a lot of comedy clubs. You know that, right?
Yeah, I'm aware.
So you think that what is going to happen there?
Oh, it's a comedy club.
Well, he only went over after like big corporations, like I want to say Applebee's or something like that.
Right.
Oh, is that like the Al Martin, Sarah Silverman thing that's going around?
Al Martin be like, I paid for the taxi fare. Yeah, that Al Martin, Sarah Silverman thing. Well, first of all, Sarah Silverman, you know, I don't even know why she goes after him because he's an easy target. She thinks he's a safe target. She wouldn't say shit about any other place, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad you have a strong opinion on that. That happened this week.
That did happen this week.
What happened?
Sarah Silverman, Al Martin.
Al Martin.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why I brought it up.
Al's been a guest on this show before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, usually if you do a drop in set the night of, you don't get
paid. Ask him, you're not supposed to get paid. If you walk in and just say, Al, can you give me a spot? You can't ask the guy for money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Bill Burr dropped into Caroline's like 2-3 weeks ago.
He didn't ask for money.
He asked for $10. He said, I need $10 to get some hot dogs.
he didn't ask.
He could have got food if he wanted.
No, I said, I need $10 to get some hot dogs down the street over there. They told him, look, buddy, panhandle somewhere else.
Yeah, if you're pre-booked, you get paid. If you're not, you don't. That's all.
Yeah, Louis C.K. does drop-ins all the time, never asks for money. Seinfeld doesn't ask for money.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I actually see Chris Rock give a kid $100 to bump him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
He gave a kid $100.
Sarah Silverman would have made the kid give her $100.
I saw Ricky Velez last night. He came into the stand. He got bumped at the cellar by like CK, Chris Rock, and Aziz all working out still.
Right, and he's on TV like, too. He's going to be a star himself. I like Ricky too. All these guys. Yeah. You know who did real good in that roast? Pete Davidson. He was good. He's good.
Yeah, I still got to watch that.
Yeah, Pete Davidson's doing good. I see all these kids now. They're doing great. I've seen them when they come around, and it's even, what's it called? They ruined Crosby's career.
Oh, Hannibal Buress.
Hannibal did my show when he was home. Remember he said a joke about his sister threw him out, and he was homeless for a while? That's true.
Yeah.
He was in the shelter there on the 20th Street, the halfway house. They what do you call it? Hostel.
SRO.
No, hostel.
Oh, hostel's not a halfway house.
Whatever it is, hostel.
That's a big
and
difference.
He did a show with me, and he was a good guy. You know, I liked the guy. And then a few months later, he got the Saturday Night Live gig. I said, that's great. His sister must be kicking herself in the ass saying, oh, I should have kept my brother instead of the boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
The boyfriend left her. And look at the brother now. Rich, and he even brought down a dynasty.
Yeah, he did.
Which is good, though, because I never had any idea this guy was that kind of an animal.
Everyone seems to have known at, like, NBC and all that.
Yeah, but they said, you know the thing that made it really legitimate for me? Beverly Johnson.
Yeah.
Because she's a real class act. Mm-hmm. When she spoke up, she would not do that unless she even said, because she wanted to make sure to protect the reputations of these other girls.
Yeah.
Because Janice Dickinson, she might say anything.
Janice Dickinson,
she's a little nutty.
Will get raped by the Pope if it means she'll get on TV.
Yeah, Janice Dickinson's nuts. So you can't give her what she says too much credence. But Beverly Johnson has never done anything out of line. Since I was a kid, I remember she was the first big black model. She was just always a class act. You know what I mean? So for her to step up and say that, that's when I said, this guy's a real fucking scumbag. And how many times did he do it? Holy shit. I wish I was his GHB salesman.
Oh, you don't NBC at this point.
Next topic, happy news for a change. Today is free ice cream day at Ben & Jerry's.
Get the fuck out of here.
Where is there a Ben & Jerry's store anyway?
I don't know.
I was supposed to Vermont.
Enjoy this.
I'm sure somewhere in the city has to have a Vermont.
Vermont. You got to go to Vermont, Ben.
No, you can get it in
Sugar
the city.
Sugar Bush, Vermont. Go up there.
Get in the city.
Play a couple of chunks
in Vermont tonight. Go get some free ice cream.
Listen.
Economical decision.
Yeah, we'll go drive up there to get a free cone. We'll go to Sugar Bush. We'll play a couple of chuckers of polo.
Yeah.
And then we'll go eat some ice cream.
I'm not working right now. Whatever.
I thought you avoid Sugar Bush. Boom.
Boom. Ben got me that time.
It's a gay joke.
Okay, good for you.
I went around. The Maypole was coming up.
Back to the horrible things. Suge Knight, rap mogul, was involved in a hit and run. Now
again?
No, same one. Now the victim will not testify against him. He got bullied.
I don't think you need to get bullied. If I got hit by Suge Knight and nobody even went up to me, I wouldn't testify. if he came to my house with flowers and bought me an Xbox One, I still wouldn't testify. He doesn't need to bully me. It's Suge Knight.
The best story I ever heard of him was when he took the Vanilla Ice and hung him out of the hotel room by his ankles. And I stayed in that hotel before years ago.
That happened in Empire. I've been watching Empire. The TV show?
Oh, it happened in the same show?
Yeah, they had...
Now, why did he do the Vanilla Ice? He just didn't like him, or was Vanilla Ice...
No, he actually stole that music for that thing. The music came from...
Queen.
No, the music came... It was, what's it called? David Bowie.
Oh, the David Bowie and Green, Under Pressure. Yeah, they wrote the song together.
Right,
yeah.
And then the lyrics he stole from some other guy.
Okay.
So he just stole all day. So they said they wanted some money for this kid. And Suge Knight took him and said, yo, you're going to give this guy money. And held him out by his ankles over that hotel on Sunset. I forget the name of it. It used to be not that great. Now they really fixed it up nice.
Wilshire Hotel?
No, it was another hotel. It's a nice hotel now. But at one time it was just a decent hotel. But I stayed there years ago. But... Suge Knight, he ain't playing around.
Did Vanilla Ice ever confirm that? I think he did, right?
Did he ever what?
Confirm that happened? I think Vanilla Ice.
I don't know.
I don't think he's ever said it.
Okay, I think.
But he's doing well again.
Knows better. He's Ice Ice Baby.
Oh, I love that song.
That's great song.
But I'll tell you, he's doing very well.
Speaking of my former country, Russia, is selling nuclear or regular missiles to Iran.
Good.
What could possibly go right?
Oh, and they're offering free trade to Thailand, who's one of our biggest supporters and stuff. All this. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, let's say Happy Songkran, the Thai New Year's today. To all our Thai listeners, Happy Songkran.
Yeah, Happy Songkran, guys.
Happy happy.
Oh, I've been there, buddy. All the Ben Roosevelt fans
in Thailand.
Yeah. There's...
You'd like to be there right now.
I think there might be some Bobby Haha fans.
Thailand is one of the countries I actually really want to go to.
But don't go with your girlfriend.
Thailand, don't
go with a girlfriend or your wife.
No, I don't want to go for the sex tourism.
Sex tourism.
I want to check out the Buddhist temples, and then I want to go to Angkor Wat in Cambodia.
I just want to check out the Buddhist temples across the street.
No, but I like the old buildings that are thousands of years old.
My back was tattooed by the monks in the jungle, buddy. You know that, right? By the monks.
Bobby is now taking off his shirt, everyone.
He shows the tattoo.
He does have a back tattoo.
Yeah.
By the monks in the jungle. Mm-hmm. I used to go to temple all the time.
Bobby is a tatted up gentleman.
That's right. I got one on my penis, too. I'm going to show it to you later.
That's for the paid portion of the podcast.
Yes. Yeah, that's the bonus content.
You have to subscribe on Patreon.
Well, I'm going to give him that for his 100th episode, which is coming up in 3 weeks, right?
Oh, okay.
Can you believe we lasted almost 100 episodes now, 3 more weeks?
I can't believe you've done this for 100 weeks in a row?
Pretty much. We took a couple weeks off here or there, but pretty much 100.
And when did Mike take his leave?
January.
Okay.
He's coming back for the 100 if he's in town.
Okay, that's a commitment, if I'm in town.
No, yeah, Mike's a good dude, though. Mike's a great dude. I always like Mike.
I like Mike.
I met him through the other Mike, DiStefano, that passed.
Mike DiStefano, yeah.
I was going to New York Comedy Club, so I was walking in there, and the other Mike goes, yes, Bobby, you going on? I go, yeah. He goes, to Vecchione, he goes, stay here. This is years ago, he goes, you want to see this?
you are one of a kind,
he goes,
Bobby.
You want to see this?
That's what DiStefano.
And Mike... Yeah, so Mike stayed, and he loved it. He came up to me after, he says, man, you're a sick motherfucker. I love that shit. And I was a fan of his, too. Mm-hmm. So we always, for years, were friends. You know? And I felt bad because he was really close to the other Mike. Mikey D. Even though I like Mikey D myself, he was going to get an HBO special.
Yeah, I know.
I'm talking Mikey D.
He'd be a huge thing. I love that guy, man. He'd be right below... he'd be pretty big right now, is what I'm saying. He'd be a headliner.
He already was a headliner.
But I mean, he'd be selling out theaters and stuff. Like, he'd be doing Bill Burr and Louis C.K. business.
Next topic. The NASA explorer on Mars has found possible liquid water.
All right, Total Recall.
Which is a possible sign of life or potential life or that humans can live there.
Okay. So, you're going to go live on Mars?
Once they open up a comedy club.
those would be the first couple people. Hey, there's a show, but it's on Mars. It's gonna take 30 years to get there, but
you gotta bring 8 months.
I think it's 10 months.
It's gonna take 10 months to get there. There's no spot pay, but you get a meal. But you need to bark people in. I'll do it. Alan Finn will be like, I'll do it. I'll produce her there. How many people? I'll get 20 people. Do me a favor, could you go stand on that rock formation? I think some people might pass by. There's nobody on Mars, Alan! No, just stand on the rock formation.
Next topic, golf. The U.S. Masters, I believe, championship this weekend.
Young 21-year-old, and he tied Tiger Woods' record.
Yeah.
That guy was great.
Good. Screw you, Tiger Woods.
He was a class act. The kid. He was a class act.
How long until he has a public meltdown with an ex-wife?
10 years. He's going to go on a racist Twitter rant at 4 in the morning. These Africans with their kidnapped high schools.
Well, this guy says he was like 14, was a great golfer also. And he even sent Tiger Woods a message. And he said, yeah, I'm coming for you.
Oh, I like that.
And he did.
When he was 14 years old. Now he's number one in the world. Him and the other guy, Rory...
Rory Scoble.
McIlroy.
Yeah, they're still great, though, too. But this guy seems like he's going to have some career.
Couple topics left. Google, the guy in charge of hiring for Google, said it's not important what college you went to. That's not a factor anymore in their hiring.
Oh, it's never been a factor.
Right.
I cast web series, and I don't give a shit if you went to clown college. If you look good and you act good, you're on the show.
But how can you tell if someone acts good before they act?
They audition.
They audition for it.
I don't ever look at the college on the resume.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what college you went to at this point. It doesn't matter anything. It's a waste of time.
Right. If you have those certain skills that they need.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think college matters for the first job you get out of college.
Well, I think college matters if you're going into med school.
Law school, the contacts for business school.
Law school, yeah.
For business school, but finance.
If
law school, you don't really need all that lawyer.
What's the context?
Yeah, yeah, but all that, all the stuff you learn in law school. All my friends that have done law school have told me it's completely useless. It's
yeah, go to,
they have to reteach them once they get hired into a law firm.
No, but they get the context that they have for the rest of their life.
Can I tell you? I went to college, and then I went into. I started working in stand up right after college, and now I want to go into stand up full time. I am at the same skill level. I am at the same as I was when I graduated high school. I don't have any contacts. College did nothing for me. If you're going to get into comedy or something, just as soon as you graduate high school and then just go.
Don't even graduate high school.
Yeah.
If you can read, learn to read, read on your
read
own.
Read the newspaper. That's all you need to do.
Read books. Newspapers are for suckers.
I know,
read
but that books. Way you can do current event jokes. You know? Like we're doing. We're doing a bang-up job.
Yeah, we've like worked in 3 jokes in a 40-minute podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm over here doing text messages and everything.
But Bobby's booty texting.
And here's another beautiful guy. It's like, I'm the great luckiest guy today for some reason. I'm just going to get die tomorrow if I get hit by a bus or something.
Bobby Haha is the James Bond of the gay world.
I wish I was James Bond. Any of them.
Yeah. Pierce Bronson.
I'll take James Bob.
Last topic, former running back Lawrence Phillips is accused of murdering his prison cell inmate. Like, prison cell partner? What's it called, Bobby?
Well, he should be allowed back in the
United States. I guess he had a bunk mate, right? Like, there's two guys
in one cell,
so
yeah.
He allegedly murdered his cellmate.
What happened?
Well, then he should be playing for the Giants. This
I beat up my cellmate twice, but mm-hmm. I didn't get rid of him because even though I know he was life imprisonment, he was the only one still had a TV there because they wouldn't let TVs come in there anymore. Mm.
So you didn't kill him because he had a grandfather clause?
And I wouldn't make him leave either. Like, most of the time, after you fuck somebody up, you got to make him leave because otherwise at night, they'll stab you or something.
Right.
But I knew he's not a tough guy. You know, he thinks he is.
So why'd you beat him up?
Because he was an asshole. He can fuck with me. You know, he says crazy shit, this guy.
Oh.
I didn't beat him up bad. Just straighten him out a little bit.
Just straighten these
just
guys up.
Just a little love tap.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to bring up a topic since you brought up...
Yeah, bring up a topic.
Johnny Manziel's going allowed back in the NFL, and Fox News isn't happy about it.
Have you been watching a lot of Fox News this week,
I don't know. No, my dad had it on when I was leaving.
Okay, your dad watches it. Okay.
How come they're not happy about it?
He was in rehab, right?
So, if you go to rehab, you can't go back to play football?
They keep changing the rules on what's good and bad.
Look, if you can... Did that guy that beat his wife ever get back in?
Not yet.
Okay.
But right. I think he should.
I think he deserves a second chance as much as
anyone else. These other guys, first of all, legally, she did swing at him first. Even though it was still wrong, he hit her. Morally. Legally, she's the one took a shot at him.
Yeah. She took a shot.
You know that, right?
I've seen the footage, yes.
Right, even though it's morally wrong what he did, but he's admitted that they're still together. They seem to be happy.
Well, they'd be happier if he could make money.
No, but I'm saying, exactly. Now, all of a sudden, they're together. Why? Now she's not going to be able to make a living? You know, live good because her husband's a football player. Why should she lose out on that?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's a reactionary league and discipline. It's because of the video. It's like that other incident.
No, you know what it is? Social outrage.
Yeah.
Outrage. Yeah, everybody gets outraged over any stupid little bullshit nowadays. You know what I mean? There are some things that are bad. But some things, like the kid, they made fun of it on Saturday Live the other day. Remember how Pete Davidson, with the school teacher that was like real hot, and the guy was fucking him,
mm-hmm.
the kid?
Mm-hmm.
He was bragging about it. Even the judge said something about, hey, Tootsie, or something like that to her, and he only gave her like 2 months. If you saw that, the judge made a nice comment.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, he made some kind of a racy comment, like, yeah, you're a hottie, yeah, I wouldn't mind being your student either. But, you know, because, I mean, it's wrong to molest any kid. But boys in that age, they'll fuck anything.
Yeah, it's one thing if the boy's like 13, 14, but if he's like 17...
But even 14, I would have fucked this wall right here, this thing here, right? When you were 14, right? Playboy books and all that shit, anything that would move, you'd fuck.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing that people don't get. People
treat, you're going through puberty.
Teenagers know, you're like, I'm not doing my web show. People like, parents treat like 14-year-olds like they're still angels. 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds are hornier than any of us ever will be. They're thinking of ways to stick shit up their ass.
Right, their hormones are raging.
Yeah. They sit at school all day and just talk about that shit. They talk about it more than anything
I should
else.
Go on the bus home, and I have a hard on. Just from the bus vibrating a little bit. I have to try to talk it down,
everybody's
but I got off
like,
the bus.
Still think, like, I don't know when this thing happened where we where we tricked ourselves thinking that like 13, 18-year-olds are babies. They're not. They're fucking animals.
Mm. Willful ignorance.
No, I'll tell you though. I still got some things from when I was 14 I shoved on my ass. I think they're still in there.
See?
I'm going to have a museum. I'm going to open it up.
Oh, boy.
Bobby's Ass Museum.
See, Ben? That's what I'm saying.
He's even going to donate a comic book for it.
Yeah.
But it's got to be wrapped nice.
I'll put up NFL Super Pro. There you go. Remember that one?
See? He's a good guy, this guy, Ray. He's not like you. He's a filthy animal.
Good dude. I did want to get in a joke for 49ers fans. The Lawrence Phillips.
This 49ers fans?
The murder, alleged murder. Allegedly, he hit the guy with a brick, which is the first time he's ever picked up a block.
Boy, this is a terrible show today, right, Ray? Sorry to bring you in on this. Ray, sorry to bring you in when we're on our worst, me and Ben. Right. On a slow news week, because Ray's a great guest.
Ray's a good guest.
So you're a great guest, but the thing is this.
Bobby's already in his sexcapade.
Listen, Obama.
I'm always a little
Republicans, John Boehner, and Mitch McConnell, I think you're going to have to start another war. We got nothing to talk about. It's all bullshit now. Stop bombing some fuckers.
Oh, don't worry. If this Mark Rubio or something gets in, they'll be bombing shit.
Them Canadians is talking very nasty about us. Let's fucking bomb them. Let's bomb somebody. Also, you know who I think we should bomb?
Who's that, Bobby?
Paraguay.
Not Uruguay.
No. Uruguay. I like Uruguay. Place. They won the World Cup one year.
Okay.
Paraguay has never won the World Cup.
Where's Paraguay? Is that South America too?
Yeah.
Okay. Any particular reason?
Because they never won the World Cup.
So we should bomb countries that have never won the World Cup.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. But just Uruguay actually won.
Survival of the fittest. Better win the fucking World Cup.
I guess that would get America to care about soccer.
Uruguay is a small country and they won the World Cup.
Yeah, they did. They won it.
All right, user tweets. First one from Ted Teddy Man. He says, I fought Robert. I can't read today. Ted Teddy Man says, I fought
read.
At Robert Puncher added a lot to the PA pod yesterday. Those guests that limit Bobby's German Shepherd barking style of talk are best.
What? He didn't limit anything. He was a very nice kid to kid. He's like you. He's a friendly guy to kid, Robert.
I like Robert Puncher. He's a good kid.
Yes, he's a nice kid. Yeah. He doesn't have like an ego because he's a good looking motherfucker. He's not my type, but he is a good looking, handsome motherfucker. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I give it to him. But he's humble about it. He's not one of these guys that has like, he does it, like, you know.
Yeah,
like an asshole. Like, no, he's very humble and nice and friendly, man. Yeah. He was thanking me all the way to the show. Oh, thanks for putting me on, you know, on the show, you and Ben. Isn't that? He's a really nice, humble guy. I like the guy.
He's the anti-Colin King.
Yeah, I like the guy. He's a good guy.
Next one like from Ben. Teddy.
Well, Ben ain't that good looking anyway, so I can understand it. If I look like that, I'd be pretty miserable too.
Yeah, Ben.
Poor bastard.
You're a disgrace.
Yeah, you bastard.
Teddy says, perhaps everything terrible is in its deepest being something helpless that wants help from us.
Now, that means Ted wants to suck Robert Punch's dick.
I believe. Yeah.
Eddie, that's what it is, basically.
That's a quote from Rilke? Rilke? I don't know who that is. Some guy.
No, the quote is, Ted the Teddy Man secretly wants to suck Robert Punch's dick.
You have very strange listeners. That's what they're sending you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we got these weirdos and stalkers and everything. What?
Here's the full, he didn't finish. The quote was, perhaps everything terrible is in its deepest being something helpless that wants help from us. Teddy asks, is that line about Bobby or Ben?
No, it's about Teddy wanting to suck Robert Punch's dick.
Yeah, I think that's
no, I'm going to agree
what
with
you. What do you think, Ray? Because you're raising a wrestling
I think
guy,
this
knows.
Guy wants to suck Robert Punch's dick.
I'm going to agree with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, baby! Yeah, like, what's his name? Macho Man.
Macho Man. Ooh,
the Macho
yeah.
Man says, oh, yeah! He wants to suck Robert Punch's dick. Yeah, Ted Teddy Man.
That's actually what he said at WrestleMania 8.
Okay. Yeah, he wants Ted Teddy Man.
Bobby was a kid, but
I think Ted Teddy Man was with the Grand Wizard of Wrestling at one time,
mm-hmm.
blowing him under his gold sequin jacket.
Any other listeners? Was that it?
Those were our only tweets this week. If you guys want to tweet
it's a very slow news week.
At the PA Pod, THEPOD.
I wouldn't have prepared anyway, and I'm thinking of running out here and getting laid. I got two guys who want to come over right now.
He's got two guys.
No, Ray, come up record, but this one here is fucking gorgeous.
Right, any plugs, any web shows?
I got my web shows, youtube.com, Game Over Girls. That's where you see all my web shows. And
YouTube.com/Game Over Girls.
Oh, yeah, just type in Game Over Girls.
What is it about?
It's about all these girls and going on adventures and getting tied up and stuff like that.
Can I be a guest on that show?
Yeah.
I'm into S&M heavily, you know.
I'm sorry?
I'm a big S&M guy.
Yeah, there you go. It worked out.
There you go.
But check out Game Over Girls.
Audition for your show.
It's
by
like it's a comedy yourself. Series with all women, like just all, and I write and direct it.
But you gotta have a homo come on once.
Yeah, I do. I did have a homo once.
But not like a
homo. Not like, yeah, not like Bobby Hart.
There's only one Bobby Hart.
This guy was had no ha. He just had a Bobby.
There's only one Bobby Hart. That's one thing. Nobody can say I fucking stole their material or their... Yeah.
No. Nothing. Nobody's ever going to say and no one's ever going to steal Bobby Hart's material.
That's true.
You're never going to see Russ Beeb go up there. So I was fucking two guys last night.
And sucking their dicks and licking their balls.
And their dicks were huge.
That's no, but you know what it is? I tell it like it is because I'm a man and I'm not afraid to say what I do. All these other guys, they hide that shit and they're miserable. I'm happy because I just let it all out, man. People just accept me for who I am. I'm a decent person. I don't bother nobody. Do I, Ben?
No,
I think I'm a nice, decent guy.
Except when I'm done with the podcast and I have to go somewhere and you won't leave. Like the guy, but other than that, you don't bother anyone.
The guy's having sex with today. The guy who sent a message. As soon as it's over, he's running out.
I wish you would do that with the podcast.
No, because they can't take my talking.
Yeah.
I don't stop.
Yeah,
I really can't.
We get it. We get it.
But at least they'll still let me have sex with them and then run out. And I understand that. So it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Well, everyone wins.
He had the sex.
All right, well, for comedian Bobby Haha, comedian Ray Goots, I'm comedian Ben Rosenthal.
And that's how Ray Goots gets those girls come on his show, those S&M girls. He has a show about that, so he can do them, take them and put them in his dungeon. He's like I am, but with girls. Yeah, Ray.
There you go. That's how we make it work.
He's the straight Bobby Haha.
We'll see you next week.